Canyonland sits across the valley from its more famous cousin, Arches National Park, and is just a scenic 40-minute drive from Moab. If you plan to visit both Canyonlands and Arches National Parks, it's recommended to purchase and download the Arches Canyonlands Combo Tour for the best value. Our tour begins from Moab, but you can join anywhere along the route. Expect to spend a comfortable half day exploring the many places of interest. The section of Canyonlands that is accessed from Moab is called the Island in the Sky District and describes the plateau that we'll be driving on. This high vantage point provides superb views down steps of rock formations and canyons, all the way to the Colorado and Green Rivers that keep carving the landscape to this day. The most famous scenic sight in Canyonlands is to capture the sunrise photo through Mesa Arch. Talk about a photographer's delight. But you don't have to get up before dawn to enjoy the outstanding view through this sculpted rock arch. Grand Viewpoint and Green River Overlook are two of the best panoramic viewpoints and not to be missed. But we'll also point out many other lesser-known views and photo stops, too. We'll also take a side trip to the oddity that is Upheaval Dome, and you can make up your own mind about whether it was formed by an intergalactic crash or some other more earthly event. A short hike on the Aztec Butte Trail provides a small insight into the culture of the Native Americans that occupied the park area long before Europeans arrived. If you're combining a visit to Canyonlands and Arches all in one day, our advice is to save Canyonlands for later in the day and even enjoy a sunset from Green River Overlook. If you plan to visit the excellent Needle section of the park, take note this is not in the Island in the Sky District and is accessed from a different entrance 2 hours away. And Needles is not included in this tour.